No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this last Monday of August 2016. Funny how things sneak up on you. The 29th, the end of summer, the change of seasons, what we think of as real money. Hey, you remember that bit from Austin Powers?
Here's the plan. We get the warhead and we hold the world ransom for $1 million.
$1 million. Don't be too quick to laugh, Senator Everett Dirksen. Nailed it when he said a million here, a million there. Pretty soon you're talking real money. Well, Texas, how's this for real money? $1 billion. A billion is what the Texas Department of Public Safety is asking to fund its border operations in the next year. This at a time when the state controller has been issuing warnings about a possible need for budgetary belt tightening. But the department says it needs the money to buy new border cameras, replace aging vehicles, buy 2 helicopters, 4 planes, and perhaps most significantly, hire 250 additional troopers. There are already 250 troopers at the border. Even putting aside for a moment any other budget priorities, does it all add up, so to speak? With a view from the front lines, Carlos Sanchez, executive editor of the Monitor of McAllen, Texas. Welcome to the Standard.
Well, it's good to be here. Thank you for having me.
You think about just as recently as 2010, I was looking at some numbers earlier today, the state spent about $120 million of Texas taxpayer money on the border for border security issues. When did this dramatic shift start to take place? When we began to talk in terms of we were on that, you know, escalator to a billion-dollar figure?
Well, you know, you mentioned the 2010 biennium, and yes, you're absolutely correct. It was $120 million that was appropriated. The very next year, it doubled, and the following year, it doubled again. And by the time Governor Abbott was inaugurated into office, border security became such a catchphrase among the leadership here in Texas that it went with relative ease. The biennium between 2014, 2015, and 2016, 2017, the appropriation went up from approximately $500,000 to $840 million. And now the latest request by DPS would take us at the billion-dollar mark. And from our perspective here in the Valley, it would seem an opportune time to get a better sense from DPS leadership of the tactical plan they suggest by using this. I understand the need for additional funding for additional troopers, but it's become kind of a joke here in the Valley. If you go west of McAllen toward Rio Grande City into Starr County,
right,
there are moments along the highway where you will see a state trooper parked literally 1 mile apart. And then you get closer to Rio Grande City, which is a little bit more urbanized, and the state trooper patrol cars are parked a block apart. Just a week ago, media crew from Spain was in the Valley looking at the immigration issue, and they reported to me that they were pulled over by DPS because they were going 32 miles per hour in a 30 mile per hour zone. And anecdotally, we're hearing frequently those types of situations.
Well, now this is an interesting thing because part of this, you know, sort of breaking that billion-dollar mark, which is historic unto itself, is that the governor wants to have not just 250 DPS troopers there. He wants to increase that force to 500. The impression I'm getting as I'm listening to you is that already the troopers there don't have enough to do if they're stopping traffic.
That seems to be the case. I mean, if they're doing something, they're doing it very quietly because, again, what is visible to the public and what raises the concerns of so many people in the Rio Grande Valley is they're simply parked, like I said, a mile apart along major thoroughfares in this area. There have been complaints, not directly substantiated, that occasionally, DPS will pull over someone because they have the authority to do so, and shortly thereafter, Border Patrol will drive by. And so the wonder is whether they're working in tandem with Border Patrol to check citizenship status.
You know, I think that the real question here, as some people see it, is whether or not this increase in DPS presence at the border is actually having any measured impact or measurable impact on illegal immigration. What are you seeing there?
My understanding is that continues to be an ongoing debate. And the last time there was some debate regarding the appropriations of $800 million to this area, the last legislative session, a lot of lawmakers were asking for quantitative evidence so that they can evaluate whether improvement actually is being made. I don't know what evidence is being put forth, but I do know questions remain about the activity. And one other component that seems to be lost here is that the Texas National Guard remains deployed in this region. We don't know what the numbers are of that deployment. They've been kind of very quiet on that front. But there is in place still a deployment of National Guards that began under Governor Rick Perry.
Carlos Sanchez is executive editor of The Monitor of McAllen, Texas. Mr. Sanchez, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Well, thank you for your time. You take care of yourself.